Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
For your just desserts, it's not just the worth. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I run, your heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Out of eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, I'm talking about.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Central Bank, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Laugh Fest, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads is on the Monday edition. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Monday edition. And I ain't gonna lie to you. Boy, it's hot outside. Dear God, it's hot. I am so glad to be in this AC right now. And we got a busy Monday for you, man. All right? You know, I got your hookup sway right out of the gate. You know, I like to jump in, make sure your mind's running right. So I got your brain teaser lined up for you. But I got a little different twist for you today. You know, it's Laugh Fest week. Laugh Fest weekend coming up. I took some names last week. We got the big drawing coming up on Thursday. Well, I'm going to give you a chance to get back in the drawing, but also win courtesy of KFC. Yeah. You know, KFC is one of the big sponsors of Laugh Fest 2022. They've been on board every single one. And they were like, Naughty man, you got to kick it up a notch. So let's make it happen. Let's take care of, you know, your patrons. So now KFC has some VIP tables that they're giving away. As a matter of fact, 4 VIP tables. So you're going to get hooked up for every And in addition to that, KFC is going to throw in a party bucket per table. They're going to give you a certificate for a party bucket per table. So today you're going to instantly win, okay, 1 VIP table. And you're going to win a KFC bucket. And I'm going to throw you in the drawing for the big guy. Platinum experience at the end of the week. So you got almost like a double whammy option today. Tomorrow I'll split it up, but today I'll give you a double chance. All right? So instead of brain teaser, I'll do KFC trivia. All right? And this is a good one right here. All right? You got, and you know how to chime in. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. You can text on in. Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. And you know what we're playing for now. You're playing for registration for the plaque that I'm giving away right here on Talking Heads. You can instantly win a VIP table for 4. Okay? And a party bucket from KFC. That's what you're playing for today. Once you get your answers right. Okay? And your question today is, and you can either call in or you could text in. I'm taking the first answer wherever I get it. And you got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get it in. All right? When was the first KFC opened in the Bahamas? When was the first KFC opened in the Bahamas? You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right? And while you do that, I'm going to get up into the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And there's new arrivals in stock right now at both Fine Thread locations. So be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. But in addition to that, pop on in to the flagship store, top of the hill, Mackey Street, the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, and get your shopping on. Because like I said, new arrivals are in stock right now. All right? From all the brand names that you love so much at Fine Threads that you've come accustomed to wearing and supporting over the years, be sure to check them out. Because like I said, they're there. They're waiting on you. And like I said, you got suits, brand new suits from Tazio, Azurio, Studio Ferreira, Diamante, Mazzari, with all the accessories to go along with all the accessories to match. Brand new denims in stock as well, all right, by Jordan Craig, Enzo, Tailored Recreation Premium, Kent Park, True Rock, and Mazzari, all right? And remember, when you buy one denim, you're going to get the next one of equal or lesser value absolutely free. So check them out online, finethreads.com. All right. Bingo. Listen. All right, now you got problems. Now you got problems. Let's go to, I got the texter right here, and the first text that it hit me was absolutely right. Let's go to this phone caller right here.
Okay, the Voice Kentucky was on Bay and Frederick Street by the Prince George Wharf.
No.
Oh, what?
And what year? What year is what I'm asking?
Oh, what year? What year? 1976.
Tell that person in the background, they give you the wrong answer. Tell them to shut up and let you answer for yourself the next time. Have a good one and thanks for trying.
All right.
Hey, listen, that last text who just texted me, but don't play, bro. Listen here, bro. You way late. You lated. You so lated. It's ridiculous. Because you chimed in at 4:22. This winner right here, the first one, chimed in at 4:20. Yes, King. And there's only one King here, me. My show. So, yeah. Good try, but I have my winner right here. I have my winner right here. Any of y'all texting 4:23 and 4:24 and 4:25, y'all out of the race. Y'all ain't even close. So, yes, I got my texter right here. I'm sending out the text to the lucky winner. Send your information. You have won a KFC VIP table for four, our party bucket, and you're going in a drawing on Thursday for the Big Platinum Experience. So there you go. How about that? Okay. Now we got that out of the way quick. Boy, y'all hard up for Laugh Fest 8. Dear God. And listen, that's going to be a great show. Headliner Bodacious straight off the tour with D.L. Hewley. They just blew up Providence, Rhode Island last night. Feature comedian Cisco Duran, off the chain funny. 242's funniest. You got Dasque, BJ, Shadfer, and yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. And don't forget, it's all going down Fusion Superplex this weekend. Friday, one show, 9 p.m. Saturday, two shows, 7:30 and 9:30. All right? Big up to Wise Guy Entertainment, the Beam Agency, making it happen. Tropical Gyros coming on board, man. Definitely producing it this go around. So, no, man, we want to be part of the production. Big up to Tropical Gyros. All right? In addition to that, big up to John Shoes and KFC Nassau. Both of them been on all 15 Laugh Fest. All of them. Fine Threads as well. Got to big them up each and every time. Been on each and every one. Couldn't do it without them. And don't forget now, I got to spend a shout out too to Super Clubs Breezes. That's where, you know, everybody's going to be standing enjoying yourself. And I think it's only pointing, man. That's where kind of my comedy career really started, working in the entertainment department down there. I had a great boss, Cheryl Moore. She always used to encourage me, "Nigo, you need to host the event, them and crack joke for the tourists. You're funny, you know. You're well funny." And I didn't buy into it then, but obviously they knew what was going on. Her and Richard Bethel, Lord bless the dead. So, yeah, definitely Laugh Fest 2022. Going to be a big thing. You don't want to miss it. All right? And definitely, you know, come out and support it. All right? Now, like I say, tickets available at Fusion exclusively. General $40, VIP $60. You can get them online, fusionsuperplex.com. Click on Friday for Friday show, Saturday for Saturday show. You can order online, or you can go right up to Fusion and purchase them at Fusion right now. And they will be more at the door the day of the show. You know how the thing go. All right? So now that we got all of that out of the way, let's take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, I'll be dealing with the headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We'll get into the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. And I'll answer some of these texts. And coming up later in the hour, you got the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you by KFC Nassau. My Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, obviously brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. And at the bottom of the hour, don't forget, it's all about Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by The Island Game and Percy's Pension Plan. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break right here. Talking Heads, Monday edition, continues right after this.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte, combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, George is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with George's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
It's regatta time again with Sand Dollar and the Rollville Development Association in Exuma for the 78th Rollville Regatta and Homecoming. All roads lead to Exuma, July the 28th through August 1st for Sand Dollar giveaways all weekend. Get ready for live performances, gospel night, battle of the DJs, boat sailing, mixology competition, and so much more. Come and hang out with the Sand Dollar team to learn about the Bahamian Digital Dollar. Use Sand Dollar at the regatta site to avoid having to worry about cash. Check out www.sanddollar.bs for more information about the digital dollar. Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with two thighs, three legs, and three whole wings, fried to golden perfection, plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food from real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads continues right now, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. 4:30 p.m. is the time. And time for me to slide up in to my headliners, who are what's making headlines in the 242. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, like I said. And there's one very sad, sombering, sobering highlight and headline that is still rippling and resonating. Tragedy at sea. 17 dead, at least 15 missing after boat with migrants capsized. At least 17 Haitians, including a little girl, died, and as many as 15 people are believed to be missing after the 30-foot speedboat they were traveling on to Miami, Florida, capsized 7 miles off of New Providence shortly after 1 a.m. yesterday, authorities said. The victims, 15 women and one man and a girl, who is believed to be between 4 and 5, were among the 50 to 60 people on the vessel when it overturned as a result of rough seas after leaving an area west of the fish fry in Nassau. Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernandez said two Bahamian men, ages 39 and 48, were rescued along with the Haitian survivors and taken into police custody. Fernandez said responding Defense Force officers found 25 individuals clinging to the vessel. So, here we have it. The plot thickens. First and foremost, it's a tragedy. No way this should be happening. And I understand that the risks that people will take for a better life and what they will risk and what they will take on. However, when people look to make a quick dollar off it and turn it into an industry, an illegal one at that, and it costs people to lose their lives at the tune of 16, including one child. Sobering. Maybe we need to intervene as a nation and start taking preventative measures so we could avoid these kind of tragedies and put the proper penalties in place for human smuggling that meet the offense. Tragic situation. Then when I look at it, and I don't agree with Levon Miller on much. That's my boy, but we agree to disagree. That's why we cool, because we disagree on everything. But he made a point. Why do you look at this picture of the survivors, and it's all men on the hull of the boat? Whatever happened to protect the women and children, put the women and children first? What happened to that? And obviously I have to ask, because some of you senseless, callous, cold-hearted individuals that get off on the macabre and like to share photos of tragedies in dead persons, that just played right into what you're like. Share. How heinous was that? Some of those images were very graphic. They didn't need to be put out there. None needed to be put out there. But some more than others. Four of those women who perished were allegedly pregnant. And people politicizing it and finger pointing and all of that. The bottom line is here. This has been an illegal industry for years throughout our archipelago. We need to curb it. We need to stop it. And whoever's affiliated, past administration, present administration, past administration, allegedly with this kind of operation, cease and desist. This is not the global headline that we need. It's not. And whoever's responsible for this, they need to be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. Another headline popping up, in relation. Story by Jasper Ward in today's Guardian. Prime Minister Davis, we cannot absorb irregular migrants. Prime Minister Philip Davis said yesterday that the Bahamas did not sign on to an irregular migration declaration when he attended the Summit of Americas recently because the country does not have the resources to absorb refugees. But now, Mr. PM, I ain't gonna lie. I'm glad to see you make that stance, okay? That we do not have the resources to support migrants and refugees, period. I get it. My question is, why will some of y'all recruiting these said alleged migrants on the campaign trail, saying we have the same background and this descent and so on and so forth? This might be a case of the chickens coming home to roost, you know. And it's a very tragic situation, but we need to look at it. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, I have an answer for the trivia. It's 1967, Markey Street.
My brother, you are early for tomorrow's answer because I done got a winner.
Oh.
Try me again tomorrow, though. You were right, 67, Markey Street. If you were like 10 minutes ago, you would have been straight.
Okay, all right.
Thanks for listening. Have a good one, man. But we need to address it because for far too long, you know, you got people, homies, lovers, cronies, lovers, and friends. You know, they all get tied up in these kind of things. So obviously it's been going on for years. And we need to, eradicate it. Naughty, the sad part is this human smuggling was going on for centuries, people looking for a better life. And also the people who share the pick of the dead people are on the same level. As in the back of the toilet, that really gets cleaned. That's them. How you know? My question to you is, how you know how dirty the back of the toilet is unless you was investigating yourself? So you have to know how dirty it is because you did to do the field survey. But I'll take your word for it. What boggles the mind is that a few months ago, arrests were made from the very place that the boat left from for human smuggling. Why was that place no longer under surveillance? I'm sure that it had to be realized that the place was a launching spot. If this is the way the relevant authorities are going to go about things, no wonder the guns continue to come in and on and on and on. May the souls lost be resting peacefully. Listen, persistency is a good thing, but no, I ain't gonna get you no donuts today because you missed the KFC trivia question. We'll try it again tomorrow. Listen, I love how y'all get all legal. Naughty, we have a delay when we listen to the radio, Naughty, so you need to have two sets of prizes. See why we have to revoke your Laker privileges? First of all, I willingly gave up my Laker privileges because I don't like that Rudy Pooh candy, you know who, LeBron James in Laker purple and gold. So I willingly defected. So you can't revoke nothing from me when I then give it up because I don't want it. If I say, here, take this, you didn't revoke it. I threw it in your face. Naughty, good day. Bahamians take this risk at every regatta and homecoming. Fortunately, it hasn't happened, and I pray to God it don't happen. Crowded, unsafe boats with minimal or no safety gear with unqualified captains traverse our waters constantly. Nothing changes until something happens. Let me get this call real quick, and then we'll get to the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
It's Gardner, man. What's up,
Nani? What's up, Big G? What's going on, Gardner?
I'm all right. You know, Nani, we always hear this talk that the Haitians do well in the Bahamas, that they doing better than the poor Bahamians, and the poor Bahamians shouldn't cry, right? So how is it that we so concerned about the Haitians who want to leave the Bahamas? We're not saying that these Haitians shouldn't leave the Bahamas because they need to be thankful because, you know what I mean, your life is good in the Bahamas. What's going on with that? You know, like the Haitians who's risking their life coming to the Bahamas, like it's a non-issue. I mean, this, you know what I'm saying? I mean, these people died, right?
Yeah.
You know, we be concerned about that, but like I say, the narratives are shift. We not, you know, I don't know if you follow what I'm saying.
I see what you're saying. Like, they're taking a risk to get here, but if things are so good here, why are they taking a risk to get elsewhere?
Right. Why are you taking a risk to get elsewhere? You know, and I say to the people who want to crucify the Bahamians who trying to get them to the U.S., I say to them,
Listen, Gordon, I can't agree with you there. That illegal smuggling operation is a nasty, stinking game that has claimed numerous lives over the years, and it's sorted. And the people who are involved in it, their tentacles go deep and long. Okay, so I can't, I ain't even going to go there with you.
But you ain't hearing me, though. What I'm saying is that we should be trying to assist these people with this underground railroad. You understand what I'm saying?
Assist the people with illegally smuggling people out of the country?
We should assist these Haitians going to the U.S. You understand what I'm saying?
I think what you're trying to say, assist them to get them. What are you trying to say? Assist them to get them out of the country so it's less burden on us?
No, I'm saying it's a system, that, you know, it's the underground railroad now.
Listen, man, Harriet Tubman, listen, Gardner, I will not allow you to desecrate the memory and the legacy of Harriet Tubman. And compare human smuggling to the Underground Railroad. It's not the two same different things. One is an illegal operation, all right? It's pimping people on their emotion to get to a new and better life. It's straight swinging them because how many times they leave them for dead in the middle of the ocean? There's nothing close to what Tubman did. Nothing.
You know, these people lost their lives, right?
Tragically and sad. But under what circumstances? It can be avoided.
Okay. They were in the Bahamas. As far as, last I heard.
And they died because illegal smugglers put them on a boat illegally trying to make exorbitant amounts of money, and they killed the people in the harbor. That's what happened.
People who brought them to the Bahamas. We not, in other words, we not trying.
Well, my brother, them said who brought them to the Bahamas, they got here live allegedly when they came. They ain't floating in the harbor dead, so Lord bless them.
Many of them die on their way to the Bahamas too.
But we don't hear about that, hey. We dealing with the tragedy in our harbor.
And
you hear today saying support the operation that leads to people dying. I don't get that, Gardner. I don't understand it.
Right. What I'm trying to tell you is if they seem more to want to persecute the people who carrying them on to the U.S., not so concerned about the people who bringing them from Haiti in worse condition. Hello?
All right, I hear you, Gardner, but you know, two wrongs don't make a right.
No, but you know, I tired of these people saying, you know, I doubt the Haitians coming here. They poor people. You can't do nothing with them coming. They need to
come. Right, but just don't pimp them when you get them here for whatever reason, and especially promising them to take them to America and letting them die.
I got to bring them Haitians too. Because from they here in the Bahamas, you understand me? This is heaven. I mean, that's what they people said. Hey, man, these people, behemoths, poor behemoths shouldn't cry. Just look at the Haitians. These Haitians living good.
I got you, Gardner.
So I go on.
Well, I appreciate
you. I blame them too.
I sure I hear from you in sports. My producer telling me I got to get to the break, so I appreciate you chiming in. We agree to disagree on this one, Gardner, but you still my boy. You still all right with me. Let me go to the phone lines. Naughty, that text is onto something. There's an actual delay in the radio, depending on what you're listening to. It's 1.89 seconds. Well, they should have a three-second delay with me, because you know me, I got Joker's wild mouth. So, yeah, I understand it's a delay, okay? But at the end of the day, that texter was in at 419 or 420-something, way before 423. Good try, though. And I know that if I ever have a legal problem, I could reach out to my texters, and y'all would get me off scot-free. Y'all just carry on by it. I like y'all. We'll talk more on the flip side of the break right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, the fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Wise Guy Entertainment and the Beam Agency in association with Tropical Gyros presents the 15th annual Laugh Fest. Laugh now, cry later, live at Fusion Superplex. Starring your headliner, fresh off tour with D.L. Hughley and backed by popular demand, Bodacious. Get ready for your feature comedian, Cisco Duran.
I'll tell you right now, that's what fat people do, okay? Fat people look at other fat people and we judge each other, all right? I saw the way you looked at me when I got on stage. Like, you looked at me, you was like, oh my God. Hey, baby, I'm not that fat, right? Jesus Christ.
And get ready for some of the 242's funniest comedians, Das Quay, BJ, and Shad Fur, all hosted by the Bahamian King of Comedy, Naughty. Two big shows, Friday, July 29th, and Saturday, July 30th at Fusion Superplex. General admission, $40. Limited VIP, $60. Tickets go on sale Monday, July 18th at Fusion Superplex. Laugh Fest 2022, brought to you by the Platinum sponsors, Fine Threads, John Shoes, and KFC Nassau.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties. Strawberry Dragon Fruit, Peach Passion Fruit, and the new Mango Pineapple. Sippin' ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. Ready to mango? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust. It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
It's regatta time again with Sand Dollar and the Rollville Development Association in Exuma for the 78th Rollville Regatta and Homecoming. All roads lead to Exuma, July the 28th through August 1st for Sand Dollar giveaways all weekend. Get ready for live performances, gospel night, battle of the DJs, boat sailing, mixology competition, and so much more. Come and hang out with the Sand Dollar team to learn about the Bahamian digital dollar. Use Sand Dollar at the regatta site to avoid having to worry about cash. Check out www.sanddollar.bs for more information about the digital dollar.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Picking the text back up right here on the flip side of the break, all part of the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And like I said, John's reminds you they now have small home appliances and cookware in addition to all of your fast fashions and your footwear and all of that, which you know so well from John's. And big up to John's, man, another big sponsor of Laugh Fest 2022. And don't forget, when you shop at John's, fill out the form, put the little entry form in the box, and you could be winning a VIP experience courtesy of John's Shoes just for shopping at John's. All right, Naughty, we have to stop accepting excuses and deal with this illegal immigration human smuggling issue. Penalties have to be stiffer for those who participate in this crime, and a special task force is needed to weed out corruption in whichever area it is happening. Government, please listen and deal with this. Or deal with this issue. Too many are dying unnecessarily, and we in the Bahamas are being blamed for this colossal mess. Let's enforce our laws or change them to stop these people from coming. Here is why. If there is no benefit, then it could stop this trend. But if you come here, have children, you can infiltrate our country. This is the reward. Let's deal with this issue now. It's horrible that lives were lost, and even worse, that photos were taken of the naked pregnant women and dead persons. We have to stop as humans. Is nothing off limits with social media? It's just disgusting. Naughty, that text you're talking about, Delay, has more jokes than you, because won't that affect the other texters as well? Bingo! Smart texter. Naughty, the love of money is the root of all evil. Why would a boat captain overload a boat full of illegal migrants in the bad weather? I hope the police throw the book at them. My sympathy goes out to those who lost their life, and may their souls rest in peace. I feel the same exact way. It's a totally avoidable tragedy. Let's get up into the global warming machine of the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, the drive-thrus at KFC opening and frying until midnight. All right? You can get your finger licking on right up until midnight at your favorite KFC drive-thru. All right? And now while you're there, try that Colonel sandwich. Oh, 11 herbs and spices. Nobody does a Colonel sandwich like the Colonel. I'm telling you. All G-double-O-D good. All right, let's check out the heating of the planet in 60 seconds or less. Like I said, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And people, you don't, let's say, you know the magnitude. You don't know the goodness of late drive-thrus. Oh, my God, you don't know. Nothing like pulling up in there like 11:15, and you roll in, and you can still get your full KFC on. 11:30, pull in, get your full KFC on. Yes, boy. Love it. All right, here we go. Let's see what's eating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Gospel and blues singer Shankar Dukeri, who recently appeared in the musical movie Elvis, has died at the age of 44. Amazon Prime renews fantasy series The Wheel of Time for season 3. As for monkeypox, so you know, 95% of new cases are transmitted by sex. What? Monkeypox is the new claps? Watch it. Caroline Kennedy is the new U.S. ambassador to Australia. We now know what claimed the life of James Caan. He died from a heart attack and coronary artery disease. Former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo has begun a twice-weekly podcast starting with an episode featuring Sean Penn and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff. Hunter Biden's marriage to filmmaker Melissa Cohen is on the rocks under the pressure of him under the federal investigation into him. The couple married in a surprise ceremony in 2019, just days after meeting one another, and welcomed their son Beau in March of 2022. And finally, Mattel is going to start making a new line of SpaceX toys and collectibles inspired by the aerospace company co-founded by Tesla CEO Elon Musk. And I ain't buying none of them. Not a one. That's the wrap on your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds. And that's all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Let me slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And don't forget, the iced coffees are back at Dunkin', especially that butter pecan. You got to try that. It is all G-double-O-D good. Yes, indeed. And the coladas are there, too, to help you beat the heat. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, good afternoon, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, right here, man. I'm trying to get you to subterfuge. It's upsetting me every time I hear these paradigms about this monkeypox, right? But a quick one here. SIV, simian immune deficiency virus. It was a precursor to HIV.
Uh-huh.
So what happened is, as the contaminant of the monkey kidney tissue during the incubation of the vaccine for the polio. So what happened is, when they vaccinated the people, they used it as an excuse because they had used vile viruses. So simian immune deficiency virus, which came from monkeys, right, got us sick. But when they did a counter study with HIV in us, it didn't get them sick. And so it's amazing that all of these came from monkeys, right? Now, this monkeypox, it's amazing that they're saying it transmitted sexually, and they have aerosolized it, right? They're saying wear your mask. But they know something that we don't know, because those orthopox viruses are not transmitted in that way, even though they can be transmitted sexually. But the fact that they're saying this is evidence to me, as a researcher and a person who's not even signed, that they have biologically enhanced this virus, because this is not normal. And so this is clear evidence that it is being biologically manipulated. And I don't need nobody to agree with me, because I know what I'm saying is true. Just go and Google and read the origins of AIDS. Bless up.
All right, 52. Always like your contributions, man. Definitely, you're onto something with that as well. All right, let me look at this text right here. What boggles the mind is that a few months ago, oh yeah, I read this text earlier, you texted me back. Oh, here it is, it rolled down, my bad. Naughty, are you trying to say that having sex will cause you to get monkeypox? Because we'll have another pandemic in Nassau again, because sex is what Bahamians do. That's what I said. You got to be careful before things start popping up all over you. Yeah. 4:56 p.m. is the time. And I'll tell you, man, it's been a busy weekend coming into to Monday, all right? And the week is just beginning, and there's lots to talk about, lots of buzz. But this whole situation, I mean, there is no right in this, you know. This whole tragedy was wrong on multiple levels. And we can't condone it. And we need to stop the practices that you know, from continuing before more lives are lost. And people look at this country in a continued negative light in certain aspects. It's not the greatest situation to be looked at as some, oh, well, in the Bahamas, they'll smuggle you. No. And we need to root out, all, like the Texas said earlier, who all is involved in it. If you want to show some transparency and accountability as an administration, bring an end to human smuggling. You can do it. You have the mechanisms in place to make it happen. Are you going to do it or not? That's the question. That is what remains to be seen. Now, don't forget, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be going to the news, and then we'll be talking sports. But as we get there, anybody else chiming in? Anybody going to need their last 2 cents on this matter? Because I'm interested to really see how do we get to the bottom of all of this. Yes, and I will say that Shawnee is the best 400-meter runner ever. She's done it. I mean, and every level. World junior champion. Outdoor, indoor, Olympic gold medalist, world champion. She's the GOAT, period. We could have argued that Tanique Dawlins-Williams, or Williams-Dawlin, was one of the best ever to do it on her performances when she did it. And no disrespect to her, but Shawnee has checked and re-raised that immensely. She took that bar and took it to a whole new level. I don't see anybody pulling off what Shawnee's pulled off in a while. So when we talk about athletes that are GOATs, we definitely got one right here from the 242, Shawnee. The results speak for itself. She gets that Olympic medal now, that one called over, greatest of all time. And you know what would really upset people? When she put down the 400-meter discipline, pick up the 200-meter, and start bussing Bungie and that. Woo, I can't wait to see that happen. Anyway, that's another episode for another sports hour right here on Talking Heads. We're going to take a quick break right now, get to the news. On the flip side of the news, we'll be talking sports right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.